Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Russian representatives have described talks between President Putin and US envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner about proposals to end the war in Ukraine as productive and useful. But the Kremlin said no compromise had been reached over territory in Ukraine. Our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg has the latest.
Those talks lasted just under 5 hours, and we're getting some lines from Yuri Ushakov, President Putin's foreign policy aide, who says the talks today were constructive, useful. However, this is the key part, compromises were not found, and there will be no meeting between the presidents of Russia and the US anytime soon. The Russian president has shown no sign of wanting to make compromise or concessions on key issues. He believes that Russia has the initiative on the battlefield and therefore that he can dictate the conditions of any peace agreement. He can dictate whether this war continues or whether it ends. And at the moment, it seems that the war is going to continue.
There are reports of heavy fighting in southern central Sudan between the army and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The three states of north, south and west Kordofan have become the main battlefield now the paramilitaries have taken Darfur. Julian Bedford reports.
After 30 months of fighting, Sudan has been partitioned between the army-controlled north and east and the RSF-controlled south and west. All attempts to broker a ceasefire have proved fruitless, with both factions insisting on unrealistic preconditions. The fight is now on for the oil-rich Kordofan states, in particular for El Obeid, the state capital of North Kordofan. Residents of the city reported seeing plumes of smoke rising from an army base there on Tuesday. It had been hit by a drone. For its part, the army says it's made gains in South Kordofan.
The Liberal candidate, Salvador Nasralla, has taken a narrow lead in the presidential election in Honduras. He's 650 votes ahead of his conservative rival, Nasri Asfura. Will Grant is in the capital, Tegucigalpa.
It is a very, very close race indeed. This is a country that has had post-electoral violence in the past, and that is avoided when there is no doubt and all parties accept the clean and very clear result. That simply wasn't the case. I think the process is taking its time because the authorities are keen to get it right so that those involved will accept the result when it's finally put in front of them. But given that it's this close now, my expectation is that, you know, whoever loses, if it's by a hair's breadth particularly, they will mount some kind of legal challenge and want some recounts, at least in parts of the country.
Will Grant reporting, BBC News. President Trump says all documents signed by his predecessor, Joe Biden, using an auto-pen device will no longer be valid, including pardons. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said proclamations, executive orders, memorandums or contracts would be null and void. Pope Leo has cautioned the Trump administration not to use military force to bring about regime change in Venezuela. Leo, the first US-born pope, said that it would be better to use dialogue.
There is this danger, the possibility of an operation, including an invasion of Venezuelan territory. I don't know more. I believe once again that it's better to find ways to have a dialogue, maybe pressure, including economic pressure, but searching for other ways to change, if this is what the United States is willing to do.
Meanwhile, the US Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, says he did not personally witness any survivors of an initial US strike on a suspected Venezuelan drug boat in September after their reported killing in a follow-up attack. Mr. Hegseth said he'd missed it because of another meeting, but asserted eliminating the threat was the correct decision. The European aircraft manufacturer Airbus has warned that hundreds of its popular A320 planes may have a defective metal fuselage panel and will need to be inspected. The announcement comes just days after Airbus discovered a software glitch that affected flight elevation systems on the A320. Thousands were grounded, though the issue was quickly resolved. French prosecutors are seeking fines of thousands of dollars for eight people who attended a fancy dress party dressed as members of the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan, or in blackface. The prosecutors told the court there was nothing funny in their choice of party wear in October. Videos from the evening show five of the defendants dressed as KKK members strangling the three others in blackface. They've been charged with public incitement to hate or racist violence. BBC News.